Thank you for calling OMAX Help. My name is Crystal. I'm a floor supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yeah, Crystal, I spoke with you the last time I ordered my meds from OMAX, and I explained to you that I tried to place this order at that time online, and whenever I went to it, I got a message saying that it was an unsafe site, and it was recommended that I not use it. And that was my Norton antivirus, protection on my electronic devices.
Yes, ma'am. So, I remember speaking with you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that was a while back, and I just went to try and place their order online, and the problem is still there. Now, when I spoke to you, you had said something about y'all would look into it and that there was some sort of credentials that, were up to date and something about making sure that Norton knew this.
Yes, ma'am. And I transferred it over to our corporate office, our technical support office, and emailed them and let them know. And they just told me they would look into it for me, and that's farthest I can go. But they did tell me that it's just according to what Norton sees. There's really no way to stop that from happening.
Well, what would trigger it?
Ma'am, I have no idea. See, I'm not technical support. We just handle the billing part. So I don't know what would trigger a Norton antivirus.
Well, then you need to speak to somebody else.
There's no one else to speak to, ma'am, because this is our technical support. No one else. I'm the highest supervisor. There's not another supervisor above me, ma'am.
I don't want to talk to a supervisor above you. I want to talk to technical support.
Okay, technical support, I can't even talk to them, ma'am. There's no way for me to even talk to them. I have to email them, and I can't give out their email address because it's an in-house email. So there's no way for you to get in touch with customer support.
All right. Are you going to let them know that I have been complained?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be sure to let them know that you called back to see what the status is, and you're still not happy.
It's got nothing to do with happy.
No, ma'am, you're still not happy because you're getting that error from your Norton antivirus.
Don't interrupt me. I agree. I am not happy, but y'all need to be doing something to fix it. And that's what I'm concerned about. You're not doing anything to fix it.
Ma'am, all I can do is pass it along. I don't have a degree in anything to do with computer and technology. I'm sorry.
Or I said you, I mean your company.
Yes, ma'am. All I can do is pass it on.
Well, I can see this is going to get nowhere.
Okay.
But, I'll go with the assumption that you're going to try and help your company fix the problem because I can't be the only one that's experiencing this. So if I were you, as a supervisor, I would sure want my technical support division to be working on that problem since your website is, I would assume, at least nationwide, and it could be affecting your business, your bottom line. People not ordering because this sounds gimmicky based on the fact that they're getting a message that it's an unsafe website. So there, I've had my say. Hopefully you'll care enough about your company to follow up on it. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.